You're listening to Morning Edition on WSIU. Good morning, I'm Leah Lerner, reporting the news. SIU Carbondale Chancellor Austin Lane will propose what he calls a modest tuition increase to the SIU Board of Trustees when it meets this week in Carbondale. Lane says there is a lot of preparation before introducing a tuition hike, including meetings with the Undergraduate Student Council and the Graduate Professional Student Council to explain the increase and what it will do.
We've not had a fee increase here since 2019, so we've been pretty fortunate to hold the line on no increases. But over time, you know, when you have contractual obligations, whether it's with faculty or staff and trying to make sure that, you know, you retain a talented workforce and that you're also able to continue to do things like the Saluki commitment, which really helps those students close the financial gap.
Lane says the Saluki commitment, scholarships, and other packages help students who have financial needs. He says he hopes these policies will mean the proposed tuition increase will have a minimal impact on students. The Board of Trustees meeting will start around 10 a.m. Thursday in the Student Center ballrooms. Democrats in Springfield want to impose a tax on millionaires but are split on what to do with the money the tax would generate. Mawa Iqbal has more.
There are competing efforts to put a constitutional amendment on the fall ballot to impose an additional 3% tax on those making $1 million or more annually. Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford is sponsoring one of those amendments and thinks the estimated $4.5 billion yearly windfall should fund $1,500 rebates for each property owner. But State Representative Natalie Manley, another Democrat, has her own millionaire's tax amendment, where proceeds would be split between property tax relief and schools. Both Ford and Manley's measures need a supermajority vote in the House and Senate by May 3rd in order to go before voters this fall. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois government and environmental organizations fear new federal policy changes would change the calculus for plant operators and potentially slow planned plant closures. On February 12th, the Trump administration announced the repeal of the endangerment findings, which provides the backbone for federal government environmental regulations and greenhouse gas emissions. You can read the full report on our website, WSIU.org.